Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Stewart Healthcare, the former Caritas Christi Hospital Network, is making an aggressive move into the business of health insurance. Stewart, working with Tufts Health Plan, will offer coverage that's 20 to 30% cheaper than plans offered by Blue Cross or Harvard Pilgrim. The Stewart Community Choice Plan, so-called, will cost less because members will be limited to Stewart doctors and hospitals unless they need more complicated care. Joining us for more on the story this morning and this new plan is WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about this. Stewart is the second largest hospital network in Massachusetts and now working with Tufts is offering this health insurance option. Why?
Bob, Stewart, as you know, has been expanding rapidly in its first year after taking over Caritas Christi. It went from 6 to 8 hospitals. There are 4 more acquisitions pending in Massachusetts, and it's bringing more and more physicians into its network. Stewart needs patients to fill those hospitals, so this product will direct patients to Stewart doctors or hospitals unless they need more complicated or specialized treatment, and so that's all part of the plan.
So in some ways it's about volume. Who does Stewart hope to attract with this new plan?
The plan is aimed at employers, particularly small businesses who are struggling to continue to offer health insurance. In a statement this morning, Bob, the CEO, Ralph De La Torre, says, by creating a comprehensive benefit-rich product at a reduced price, we hope to provide relief to businesses that are struggling to find a way to maintain their health insurance and reinvest in their business. And that 20 to 30% lower price is what they hope will attract people to this product.
As we pointed out, the plan will limit where patients can go. Pretty much they have to stick to the Stewart system. There are other similar insurance options in Massachusetts. Are they selling?
Those plans that limit where patients can go are selling, but not as well as plans that say, okay, you can go to a really expensive hospital, but you have to pay the difference. You have to pay the extra cost of getting that more expensive care. So whether this price point of 20 to 30% lower will offset the concerns about limiting choice, we're not sure. Now, let me just point out one thing. In the Stewart plan, you can go to Massachusetts General Hospital or Brigham and Women's if you need really highly specialized care.
How unusual is it for a hospital or a hospital system to offer its own health insurance plan?
Well, Stewart is working with Tufts in this case. They're not going completely out on their own. Boston Medical Center has a commercial health insurance plan. It's not selling really aggressively right now. You'll remember Partners Healthcare just announced an affiliation with Neighborhood Health Plan under which they might offer health insurance, although they don't say they have any plans to do that quickly now. So we are seeing more and more of this kind of thing around the country, but it's unusual.
So this leads me to ask, is this the wave of the future? Stewart, as a hospital system, expanding rapidly, the for-profit network hospital system, and now they're into health insurance. Is this the way we're going?
Many people say so. In fact, I've been speaking to legislators and healthcare experts a lot lately about what they expect. They think that there will be a great consolidation of the hospitals in Massachusetts. We may be down to 12 or 16 networks over the next 4 or 5 years. With the move to global payments, where doctors will manage budgets, that's a lot of what insurance companies do now. And so hospitals may take over a lot of the function of insurance companies. We're going to see a lot of change in Massachusetts in the future.
How do you think the other big insurers, Blue Cross and Harvard, are going to respond? Do you think they'll have to ratchet up their marketing on their own less expensive plans?
I think that they will have to respond in many ways. I think increasing their marketing may be one option. They are focused on selling those plans that charge you more to go to the more expensive hospitals and not quite so much on the plans that limit where you can go. But as many employers continue to look for options, as they say to the insurers, give me something that's more affordable, the insurers are struggling in the same way. And this Stewart plan just sets a new threshold for what the options out there are.
And let me ask you one more question, Martha Biebinger. Does that new press release that's out this morning from Stewart say how many people it hopes to attract to this new plan?
It doesn't specify a goal.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.